Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor, speaking to my colleague Michael Yan. Michael Yan at patreon.com. He is in Tapachula, Mexico, in the rainy season. You can hear it. It is raining intensely. However, Michael has traveled to Tapachula from Panama City to pursue the journey of the migrants coming through the Darien Gap, coming from all over the world, all continents, through Ecuador, Brazil, Colombia, then through the Darien Gap, 50 or 60 miles of triple canopy jungle, to the end of the Panama Highway in Panama, and then busing to Costa Rica and proceeding on north to get to Tapachula, the southernmost entry point in Mexico. Michael, a very good day to you. Your journey did not traverse all those Central American countries in a bus the way the migrants do. How did you reach Tapachula from Panama? Good day to you, Michael.
Good day. We flew yesterday. I'm with Masako Ganaha, the famous Japanese journalist, and Chuck Holton, another very experienced war correspondent, and we've been tracking these this whole route together for months. And so yesterday we flew from Panama City to Cancun and then took a connecting flight and ended up in another town. And today we drove 6 hours to we're in Chiapas State, and we drove to Tapachula, Mexico, on the border here with Guatemala. Interestingly, we didn't have to take any COVID test on the airplane, by the way. And so there was no test when you come into the Mexico. And there was actually people on the airplane coming up from Brazil to go to New York City to get free vaccines. They were flying all the way from Sao Paulo to go to. So anyway, so now we're in Tapachula with migrants and seeing, you can hear the rain coming down pretty hard. And yes. So this is the crossing point. Go ahead.
Michael, and I just want to concentrate on the flights. You took two flights, and the first flight had people coming to New York for the vaccine. Is that correct? You met young people who were coming to New York.
Right. There was a young woman who was 23 years old, said she worked for Amazon, actually, down in Brazil, and she was with her brother, who's 30, and they're going to New York City just for the vaccine, and that's it. And then they're going back to Brazil. So they're only coming up for the vaccine. But they're world travelers. They're obviously doing well. And we talked, the whole flight from Panama City to Cancun. So that was, two and a half
what
hours.
What is their experience in Brazil? Did they say what city they live in Brazil and what the virus is like there?
Sao Paulo. They're from Sao Paulo, right. And so they were, they said the virus has been pretty bad. They've got that new variant. She talked about that. I talked mostly with her. Her brother was sitting behind us in a seat. But she talked about, and they do know people that actually died and that sort of thing. So she's very worried to go get the vaccine. And I sent her a link this morning and said Johnson & Johnson, the FDA just told Johnson & Johnson to pull about 60 million of the, because she said she's going to New York to get the Johnson & Johnson. And I just sent her this link that I saw this morning that FDA told Johnson & Johnson to pull 60 million of those vaccines that she's about to get. But anyway, they're on their way to get it.
Right, because Sao Paulo has had all of Brazil is hard hit, not only with the original variant. They're now named, Michael, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta. They no longer name them for countries. But we know the Brazil variant is coming from the Amazon, the Manaus Amazon variant. There's a new variant from India that's now called the Delta variant. There was originally a variant in the UK. I believe that's the Alpha variant. So they're avoiding stigmatizing nations, but it gets confusing. Were there other people on the flight who were coming for the vaccine? Did anybody else indicate, Michael?
I don't know about that, but I have, since I told quite a few people and doctors yet when I got off the airplane yesterday, people said, oh yeah, there's already a little micro industry surrounded. People are coming straight up from Mexico. Mexicans and other people from overseas are flying into the United States to get the vaccine. So there's actually tour companies, from what I've just heard, that are flying people en masse over to the United States, which there you go with, you know, great plans lead to people with more variants flying as quickly as they can to the United States.
Well, you make a market out of the vaccine. Now, about the aircraft, what was the airport like? What was the plane like? Was it full? Were people cautious? You said there were no testing. You took two different flights. Was the aircraft full? Were people wearing masks on the aircraft?
Everybody on the aircraft were wearing masks, and it was very full. It was completely full. I don't know if there was an empty seat, actually, on that first flight. That was a international flight from Panama to Cancun, Mexico. But the internal flight was maybe one-third or 25% full, and people were wearing masks there, too. But now that after we've left the airports, I would say maybe, I'm looking around me right now, several hundred people, I would say at most 5% are wearing masks,
okay,
maybe less.
What about the airports? Were they full? And were the franchises, were the venues open in the airports, or is everything still locked down? This is both in Panama and in Cancun.
Oh, in Panama, it was pretty open, actually. It wasn't like Christmas full, but it was certainly crowd. It was certainly, we had to wait in line for it to go through security and immigration and that sort of thing. And then once we got to Cancun, it was very full. It was like there was a lot of Americans who were clearly coming down for vacation, Cancun's very big for that. And there's a TGI Fridays there, which is almost completely full. Starbucks was open. It was just a lot of, everything was open. And internally here in Mexico, everything that we've seen so far has been open.
All right. And as you flew from Cancun, then you flew to San Cristobal de las Casas. Is that correct? Is that where you flew to?
We flew to another town, maybe 2.5 hours away, something like that. And then we drove up to San Cristobal, which is way up. It was very cold this morning, actually. You needed a jacket. It's a very nice town. It's like almost like a southern town in southern Germany where I lived for 4 years. It's very nice. I was surprised to see this town in Mexico. It's like, and there's almost no Americans there. It was mostly Mexicans. It's Disney World type place.
Right.
You should look that up on the internet and look at the photos.
Well, you sent me a video, just a brief video, and I saw young men who were clearly part of a Mexican band or a Mexican entertainment with a guitar to entertain tourists. The square looked very well lit with lots of possibilities of commerce. You say not many Americans, but I did not see anybody masked. Is that what you saw, Michael?
Very few, like 5% maybe. The people that are working in the shops were masked. Like I walked into a pharmacy to ask how business was, and there was a lot of business. They asked if they sold drugs like ivermectin and azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine. They said, oh, yes, we have it all right here. Mexico is open, and most of the people are not wearing masks. Not very few. Like I said, maybe 5% of the ones that I'm seeing are masked up, except for the ones who are running stores.
Were there any questions about vaccine, either at the Panama airport, at the Cancun airport, or where you flew? Did anybody ask you whether you'd been vaccinated?
Nobody. Nobody brought it up. And it's just like, welcome to Mexico. And there was no problems in Panama either.
So what we have here then is an open tourist, an open traveler lane from Panama City to Cancun and from Cancun into a city and then on driving on to San Cristobal. And from San Cristobal, that's when you drove to Tapachula. Is that right? How long a drive is that?
That was about 6 hours this morning, and that's Chuck Colton, war correspondent, driving. So for normal humans, it would be 7 or 8. But we got here pretty fast. And so this is right on the border with Guatemala. And this is sort of the El Paso of Mexico, because there's literally a river that some people walk across to get, just like the Rio Grande, but it's here down in Tapachula on the border of Guatemala. So this is pretty warm down here. It's closer to sea level, except it's raining very hard right now, or it's lightening up finally.
Yes, it is rainy season. It was rainy season in Panama while you were there, Michael, and we could hear the birds and the rain and the chickens. Now you're in a restaurant. So when we come back, what you find in Tapachula about the migrants who've come from the Darien Gap. Michael Yan, at Michael Yan, and at Facebook and patreon.com to follow his travels. I'm John Batchelor. This is Mexico. We're in Tapachula, Mexico with Michael Yan when we come back.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and the Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.